right, so here we are live on BBS Radio worldwide. Thank you, BBS, for broadcasting us. And if people have joined over the internet, welcome to the call. It's about 6 o'clock. Wynn is not here yet. He's still on the road in Southern California. Also noticed that the email has not been sent out yet for this call. So please bear with us as we still continue to greet those people who call in for a phone call.
Is Terry here?
Negative. She's not here yet. Good evening. Welcome to the call. Please say your name and location.
Hi, this is James in Provo.
Hi, James. Good evening. Welcome to the call. How are you doing?
Good evening. Doing well. Camping out for the evening.
All right. And then welcome to the next caller. Welcome
Hi.
To the call. Please say your name and location.
Don from Rexall. Hi, everybody.
Hi, Don. Welcome to the call.
Good. How are you doing?
Doing well. Thank you. Good evening. Welcome to the call. Please say your name and location.
Hi, this is Cindy in Peoria, Arizona. How are you?
Good evening, Cindy. I'm doing well. How are you doing?
I'm doing good, thanks.
All right. Thank you for being here.
Hey, Heis.
Yes.
If you ever unmute yourself to talk for some reason, is there a way to re-mute yourself?
Same six.
What was that again?
Star six.
And that re-mutes you?
Yes, it
okay.
will.
Okay, thanks.
All right. Good evening. Welcome to the call. Please say your name and location.
Good evening. Hi, Francis from Concord, California.
Good evening, Francis. Welcome to the call.
Thank you.
And who else is there?
Name Edna. Good evening.
Guten Abend, Edna.
Guten Abend.
All right. Thank you. Good evening. Welcome. Please say your name and location.
This is Wynn in North Hollywood.
Wynn from Hollywood. All right. Good evening, Wynn.
This is Terry from Sedona.
Terry from Sedona. Right, Terry. How are you doing?
Hi. Good, thank you.
Right. Thank you for being here, Terry, and thank you for doing what you're doing for all of us.
Yes.
Thank you.
Thank you,
Terry.
Can we have somebody else join in? Good evening. Welcome to the call. Please say your name and look. Good evening. Welcome. Say your name and location.
Hi, it's Chris in Memphis.
Hello, Chris. Welcome to the call. How are you doing?
Hi, hi. What's up? All right.
Another day. Good evening. Welcome to the call. Please say your name and location.
Hey, it's Susan in Delaware.
Hi, Susan. Good evening. Welcome to the call.
Thank you.
Now, who's breathing into the microphone?
I hear that. I suspected you, Wynn.
No, it's not me. If it was me, I couldn't hear it, could I?
That's right. Welcome to the next caller. Welcome to the call. Please say your name and location. All right. So, Wynn, we are live on...
Is Daphne here tonight?
Daphne is here, Wynn. Yes.
Oh, good. Okay. Welcome. All right. Let us get started.
Muted. Unmuted.
Yeah, I'm just curious, before I mute everybody, is Taryn here?
Yeah, I'm here.
Hi, Taryn.
Hi, Wynn.
Just checking. Listen to all those funny noises. All right.
Muted.
Okay, muting everybody.
Okay.
And a second. Let's see if we have.
Star 8 has been completed.
Good. Believe it or not. Wait a second. I'll start recording.
This conference is being recorded.
Hey, everybody. This is Winfrey. This is April 3rd, 2013. And we made it through April Fool's Day Okay. And I am in Los Angeles. And we have both Terry and Daphne on the line tonight. And this is the call where we ask questions. And I just want to mention, last night I did something that was really exciting. And I gave a talk in Los Angeles for a group of, I guess, younger people. And it was exciting because I see them all the time, of course. All those people with crazy hair and wild eyes. And I know that they're wanderers, that they're here from other dimensions, but most of them don't know it. And last night, we had kind of a synchronicity where I was introduced to this pixie-ish young lady who designs jewelry, and very creative, wild color jewelry, probably for a kind of special market. It had an Elohim look to it. It was all rainbow colors and pink. And she had a friend, and they invited a bunch of people to her friend's living room, and I gave a talk. And it was really fun. It was kind of like we hit the ground running. She's on the call tonight. Let me see. I'll embarrass her because she's shy. Sharon.
Unmuted.
Everybody.
Hi.
Hi, Kiers.
Hi.
So, anything else you'd like to say now that you're on the spot?
It was awesome. Last night's meeting was unbelievable. We are all very excited about it.
How old were the people there, would you say?
I would say ranging from like 29 probably to about 39.
You see, 39, I remember the days when 39 seemed old. You remember that? You guys remember that? Anybody remember Jack Benny? You remember Jack Benny? You're really old. Who remembers Jack Benny?
Rochester.
I do.
You do? Every year, Jack Benny would celebrate his 39th birthday. So, but Karen, tell everybody what your website is, especially since no one can order any of your jewelry on your website. But tell them what it is.
I'm working on the boutique right now. It's there's two websites. One is trixyjewels.com, and one is Shop Trixie, and it's T-R-I-X-Y.
T-R-I-X-Y, and do you think you look like a little fairy?
Do I think that?
Yeah.
Yes.
Yes.
That is the style that I'm going after for myself, yes.
Go check out Sharon's website, and you can see what a little fairy looks like who makes wild jewelry that you can't buy on their website.
We're working on it.
You see the opportunity you missed? I just announced you, and everybody's going to go look you up. But all right,
I'm literally working on it right now. By the next call, the product will be up and available for purchase.
Oh, the next time we have a call?
Yeah, I think so.
Yeah, maybe you can design a special piece of jewelry for members of our group, you know?
I would love to. I'd be honored.
So then when people say, what is that? They'll say, that's intelligent infinity.
Mm-hmm. I love that idea. Mm-hmm.
Okay. Actually, her jewelry, I don't know if I want, when I think of jewelry, I think of metallic stuff, and this is not metallic. What's the material that your stuff is made of?
It's a combination of all different kinds of, you know, fabric, leather, semi-precious stones, plastic, metal. It's like a little bit of everything.
How do you get the inspiration when you're designing a piece?
Honestly, I think I'm pulling it from some other realm. I have no idea, but I don't know. I don't know. Maybe inside my heart. I'm not sure.
Okay. Well, we are really honored to have you on the line today.
Thank you. I'm honored to be here. I'm very excited.
Okay, great. Now, you know, I don't want to play favorites. Are there any other jewelry designers out there that want to give their website? Here's your chance. Especially if you don't sell your stuff, we couldn't be considered commercial, making a recommendation.
Muted.
Okay. And actually, you know, we did about a 2-hour session, and it was really interesting because it was almost like the energy hit the ground running, even though the people didn't even know why they were there. It was interesting because Taryn's friend Tana, if you're on the line next week, you can say hello. But Taryn's friend just called people up and said, "You got to come hear this guy," and they did. And they didn't know what to expect, what I was going to talk about. And we're going to ask some questions tonight. Are you ready? Are you not ready, Terry and Daphne? Can we go?
Right.
Okay.
Hold on. I think Daphne is not the moderator. Hold on. Oh, just press star 6, Daphne.
Hello, Daphne.
I can find her.
Are you looking for her?
I am. I think she dropped out.
She dropped out?
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, I don't see her. Okay, Terry.
Okay, my phone.
Hold on.
Okay.
Unmute it. Daphne, are you here? Hello, Daphne.
Hi. Did you call me? Let me unmute everybody for a moment.
Unmuted.
She is unmuted right now. Okay.
Daphne, are you there? Hello, Daphne.
Muted.
Hi.
Yes.
Did you see her on the list?
I do see her. Yes.
Yes. Hello, Daphne.
That's the one.
Did I just do it?
Yes.
Hello, Daphne. Hi, you didn't call me just before the call, did you?
I did not, no.
All right. Somebody from 530 called me.
That must be BBS, probably.
Yeah, okay.
Yes, if I should happen to drop out, my phone's been dropping out a couple of times today. And for a little while, there was no service available, but it seems to be fine now. But if I drop out, I'll call right back.
Okay. Father, Mother, God, we ask for the presence of the light to surround and protect each person on this line, and any negativity be taken to the highest realm of light and transmuted for the highest good of all concerned. We see ourselves in the flow of energy radiating from the center of the universe through the galaxies, through the Milky Way, through the solar system, through the outer energy fields of planet Earth, through our bodies, and into the center of the Earth. And right now, we invoke a group energy connection while maintaining the sovereign integrity of our souls. And we invite those sources that are positive, service to others, honoring the law of one, to join with us while maintaining the sovereign integrity of our souls, and that that we create a protected space that only the positive has access to, and anything not of that nature must leave now. And we have some questions tonight. And I didn't write down who this was from, but the question is a good one. What does the highest good of all concerned actually mean?
We greet you in the love light of the one infinite creator. We are with you this April 3rd, 2013. And we are delighted to be with you and to answer your questions. And we say that if we bring through anything that does not make sense or resonate with you, let it go. If it is not applicable then to you at this time. We see that you have asked the question, what does the highest good for all concerned mean? There is an overarching overall good that is not material. It does not mean material wealth, or it does not deal so much with the processes of the third density as it deals with what is good for an individual soul. An individual soul may be living in a body in the third density and may be having great difficulty, and the body may have defects, or it may have malnutrition, or it may not be functioning correctly. And the individual may ask that, and people may ask also that there be a healing. Now, we know that there is life continuing when one transitions from their body, they transition to a new chapter in their life, sometimes going through some different stages to get there. So if an individual, for their own highest good, is in the mode of transference, and then would pick up a brand new start, a wonderful brand new life, then the healing would and to continue with a body that was not functioning correctly and was not allowing the person to have fulfillment or on their path, then the highest good would be for this person to transition. So all of the factors are considered when something is asked for in the highest good of all concerned. This is something that sometimes the individual is asking for something that is not in the highest good of all concerned. And therefore, we do not lend our support to it, but we take a look at what is for the highest good, which may involve a transitioning of the body for someone that is sick, or it might involve the healing of that person. On the other hand, we take all things into consideration. In the questions that are asked and put in the light for healing, sometimes you'll notice that the thing that is asked for, we lend ourselves behind and it comes to pass. Sometimes we, in considering the highest good of all concern, are unable to lend ourselves to support that. The Gulf of Mexico is one, when the oil spill happened, was one thing that we were asked to shut off the oil spill and to clean up the Gulf. We worked to help bring that about. However, we, in considering the good of all, had to take into consideration the oil. And the oil was under tremendous pressure. And all of this had to be taken under consideration. Therefore, we were unable to turn off the spill right then, because we are considering all things, considering the pressure that the oil was under, considering that the oil had a consciousness and it needed to move based upon the situation and circumstances at that time. Concerning other things, such as Hurricane Gustav, it was for the highest good to bring the level of that hurricane down. And the hurricane, having a consciousness, was able to take part in the bringing of its level down. So, everything is considered. Sometimes there are things that when we look at it, there are factors that are unknown that we can see, but we see that there are factors that are not known to the people involved. We also can take those into consideration. So we take into consideration what is the highest good for the person, what brings that person the most spiritual growth, what is the lesson that that person is seeking to work through. And if we made everything good and easy, then we see many times they would not learn the lessons that are in front of them to learn and that they are seeking to learn. We hope that answer helps.
That was wonderful. And I have a question that came to mind, is that when you're helping, when you do decide to help, do you go through all the matrices and rearrange? I have this idea that this is the way it works, but I've never asked the question directly. Do you go through all the matrices, and then rearrange the matrices so that that becomes a change in something in the physical?
We do with the consent of each matrix involved. And if the matrix is lending itself to a change, then we can make the change.
So it's a cooperative effort, like kind of a domino effect, where you start a domino, but it has to move through all the levels with the consent of each level.
It is a co-creation of levels.
Yes. Yes, thank you. Okay, next question.
Vin, do you want to check on Daphne one more time?
Daphne, are you there?
I am here, Wynn.
Oh, okay. Do you know where you went before?
I've been right here.
We kept calling for you, and there's no answer.
No, I've been right here.
Okay. Well, good. I'm glad you're here, because we have this complicated question, and I thought it would be a good one for you. Let's see. It's from Pauline. And it has to do with sound healing. And she came across the 432 hertz frequency. Is that the frequency, Terry, that people say is the frequency of love? I'm asking Terry the human.
I'm coming out of channeling mode. I don't know.
I'm sorry. Let's just leave it without any further clarification. Musical instruments from Egypt and ancient Greece were predominantly tuned to 432 hertz. The current international standard pitch is set at 440 hertz. There are some discussions on the internet that 440 hertz creates disharmonies. Some musicians, especially guitar players, are now tuning their musical instruments back to A at 432 hertz. I also came across some YouTube videos on how to change the pitch of MP3 files with songs to go from 440 to 432. This is very time-consuming, and I'm not sure if there's anything to this in relating to our spiritual evolution. And I was wondering if our sources could clarify anything on this idea of 432 hertz being a better frequency for A than 440. I'll address that to our sources through Daphne.
Thank you.
Speak up, please, Daphne.
I'd like to attune. Thank you. One moment. In the love and the light of the one infinite creator. And the question is a question about frequency. There has been a question about frequency attenuation. In the modern day, a 4-4 this has positing. The overall question. Excuse us, there is much interference in this space. Sequential of the 528. Sorry, we cannot continue. There's been a frequency bridge. There has been a frequency gap. Continue.
Okay. Is it this particular question, or is it the frequencies on the line at the moment?
Frequencies on the line.
Okay. Jerry, can our sources continue through you?
Okay. Give us a moment. We see that the world in the changing of the frequencies has gotten used to the new notes being in the changed melodic vibration. We see that previously the notes reached the human frequencies and touched the heartstrings. The notes as they are now are more in disharmony with individual body's frequencies, so do not touch the heartstrings and vibrate with the body whole as they did previous to the change. The work that you are doing can be tested to work with a song with instruments, string instruments, and to play the song at the current frequencies, and then to readjust the tuning and play the song at the earlier settings for the frequencies and test it out for your own self. To play it before a group, a small group, and then to play it again with the other settings, and to put out two recordings and to have a survey of which touches a person more, which brings a deeper response from the individuals hearing the song. This is not to say that the settings from the past were the most ideal that could be made. Therefore, you may wish to do a third song with another setting, using yourself as an analyst to see how you can tune your instruments to something that reaches you and your sensitive friends to the deepest core. Thank you.
Thank you. Next question. And this is from Diane Stawarski in Detroit. And I think this is a question a lot of people are asking. Why is there so much what she calls evil on this planet? It appears the good people cannot compete with the evil ones.
Thank you. There is an effort to control the populace. And there was in the late 1900s a move to change the way the populace is controlled. This moves the control from inner searching and self-work to an era of creating, you might say, terror, upset, unsafe environment, economic problems that send the individual into a figure of how to be safe. The world is made to appear more dangerous than it naturally is, and it is used as a means of control. The control is spread through the media, through the TV and radio and the news and the newspapers. This control, if you eliminate the threats that are exaggerated, then will bring the world down to a better denominator of how one can live in a world and address the threats and set them aside and address within one's own life the good. Address the safety one can make one to another. set up perhaps groups as your group is doing with the team shift? Write your own history and work with others to co-create, to bring a more safe-sounding environment to the individuals around you. And it will become easier. And within the little groups that you start, the love and safety and feeling of safety can begin to grow, and communication between each other can begin to flow, and one can focus on the love and the safety and the good things that are happening, and can set the threats aside. This is not to say that evil does not exist, for it does, and this is fomented and put up to make other people afraid by the media. And it becomes self-fulfilling to some degree because the mood can be catching. We hope this is a big subject, and we hope this has opened up the subject and shed a little light on it.
Thank you very much. Next question. I guess we're following in this vein here of questions tonight. And this, I've heard this said before, is the Earth really a prison planet? It's been said, that's all the question was, but it's been said that other planets, other star systems had put their souls on Earth when they didn't graduate, when they didn't fit on their particular location. And people have called us a prison planet for that reason. Is that true?
Earth has been an area that souls were brought to and released in the hope that they would learn to get along. Different types of races were brought here, and it was hoped that they would learn to get along. There were also misfits that were brought here. The kernel of it started millions of years ago, when Earth was chosen by the Galactic Federation to have on the surface it appeared like rehabilitation of criminals. So criminals were collected and brought to Earth. Only they were not rehabilitated. They were put to work on a project to develop a dark plan. A plan to cut population down. And this idea still holds and hangs in the society today. The idea of cutting population back. It is a holdover from millions of years ago when it was actually tried and criminals were used. The whole project failed, but it lasts within the Earth's sphere. The ideas of that time, which now some are dramatizing, and the criminals that were brought to Earth, some of them are still here reincarnating. Therefore, Earth has been eliminated from the general trade routes of the flying saucers. However, that does not mean the flying saucers cannot come here, but it is not generally made known. In some planets, they have open visitation by flying saucers on trade routes that bring individuals to trade goods and to sightsee and to vacation. Earth has been, for millions of years, pulled off this route. And part of the reason was that there is a warring element within the Earth population. It is not deemed safe to come to Earth. Therefore, Earth has, and the peoples of Earth have set the limit on visitation and have set themselves into an isolation that some people call the prison plan. We hope that answer helps.
Thank you. In the same vein of questioning, we know that Earth has, we've heard anyway, we don't know, but we've heard that Earth had a quarantine, that other planetary spaceships were not allowed to break that quarantine. And some people have said, as a result of this shift, as a result of this December 21st, 2012 shift that everyone was talking about, that that quarantine was lifted. Is that true?
The quarantine has not been lifted. However, spaceships are being seen more and more in the skies of Earth. And individuals within government are finding it harder and harder to deny their existence. This does not mean that there is an open door policy and a disclosure available to people that can allow spaceships to openly visit.
Thank you. John asks a question concerning the threats by North Korea of a nuclear weapon. Now, we know that that we don't want to make a prophecy about anything because prophecies can actually create what they're prophesizing because they go into the consciousness. But the best part of his question is, what can we do to change the possible manifestation of a negative outcome in this particular scenario?
The question of what can be done has many complexities. First of all, you have the individual, one that's listening to this call. What can you personally do? And the answer to this would be to live an ethical life, to be ethical with the people around you, to create a little area within your own sphere of love and safety. Little areas of love and safety, as more of them gather, can add together and make a big area of love and safety. We see the fomenting of emotions in the area of North Korea, and we see the anger that the individuals have. We see that they do not consider that America has been fair in the history, and they are vehemently expressing that. There, when an individual or country is not able to express themselves, to come out, to be part of things, to grow and flourish, there can be deep resentments, because at the heart of it, they really do want to be a part of everything, and they would deny this. But at the heart, that gives it such a backlash is the passion that they have of wishing to be part of everything, which has reversed itself into a hatred fueled by the fact that they are not part of everything and do not have the things that they need to for their own survival. Give us a moment. What could be done on a national level is something that is beyond most of the people on the call, although they could, in the calling in of the light, ask for help with this. The country could be kind to other countries, could treat other countries fairly, could, in their policies of interaction with Iran and with Iraq and Pakistan, could begin to put ethics into their governing. And when we look at that, then we see how difficult that would be when there are ties within the governing to the we say the secret projects that they have going on, that they, for various reasons, are unwilling, and to some degree, based upon the connection, their connection with other connections and other connections, they feel unable to give up, which would need to be given up to become totally ethical. Therefore, in answer to your question, we have one final statement, and that is to know that you, within your own self, can be centered, can be ethical, can live a life of upstandingness, and can work toward growth, your own growth on your own path, to bring creativity into your sphere. Know that here is an opportunity for this, and this, the stronger you make this, then the better you are able to come through anything that may be thrown at you by another, even another country. Be strong within your own self and with your friends. In love. Thank you.
Thank you. All right. We're going to end this session now, and I thank Terry so much, and I thank Daphne for showing up tonight. And I hope that in the future we'll figure out how her lines got blocked and she can participate.
Thank you. We have one thing to say, and
yes,
that is that the frequencies affecting and interacting with the telephone lines in her area are very strong, and we're bringing interference with the transmission. And what was to come through her was very beautiful, and we see that there is an electrical phenomena going on along the San Andreas and in the fault lines that is at this time interfering with telephone reception and transmissions. And we call it, we take a look at it so that we hopefully may defuse some of it. Thank you.
Thank you for that clarification. And I should ask the question, does that mean LA might be in for an earthquake?
There is earthquake energy at this time, electrical phenomena. We do not predict anything, but we changes in the electrical grid right at this time. And by not predicting anything, we do not, on the inverse, not predict. We do not comment. Thank you.
Thank you. So, on that note, on Saturday, this Saturday morning, Carla and I are doing another session 4 of the Law of One Made Simple series. And just so much thank you for all those people who are volunteering to make this possible. Hives, who introduces people, says hello. Valerie, Pauline, Susan, all the people doing transcriptions. Gary, Brownlee, Bogdan, and anyone who I've forgotten or left out, thank you so much. And this is only happening because of all those people. And on that note, we will unmute everybody, I think. I can't unmute you, I'll say it.
Hello?
Unmuted.
No.
Muted. Muted. Muted.
Go ahead, man. We're unmuted.